If you've ever had this feeling that something was terribly wrong with the world that we live in, but you couldn't figure out just what it was, then you've come to the right place. Secret societies, mystery religions, and the Illuminati have been controlling our reality since the beginning of time. But not anymore, because there is an awakening happening, and you are about to become a part of it. Wake up, because this is A Call for an Uprising.
This is A Call for an Uprising. Welcome to today's show. Warning, there's incoming propaganda. Expect it this week. As most of you know, repetition is the key to mind control. For those of you that don't understand what that means, think about schooling. Think about how many years of school you went through and they beat the same thing into your head. They beat a false history of the world, all sorts of false things into your mind so that you believe in a reality in a world that doesn't exist through repetition. Now, repetition and mind control is used on the masses through the mainstream media. You've seen the Sinclair videos that I've done, other people have done, where you see them all saying the same thing, reading off of the same script verbatim. Well, kind of funny that I was thinking about Labor Day weekend and I said, you know, they're probably going to do some type of, just like they did 4th of July, I said it before the 4th, I said it before Memorial Day, because they want to make the citizens out to be bad, right? That the citizens can't control themselves, thus they need the government and Big Brother to come step in and discipline the bad citizens who are out there going to the beach, going to the bars, not wearing masks, because they're the ones responsible for spreading it. This causes division among citizens, and this also causes certain citizens to put themselves in a behavioral bracket. As far as a social, you know, I've talked on this channel, we've talked, you know, with each other in the chats and stuff like that, in the message board, on the website and on YouTube about how this social score is going to be a thing. And it's based on your behavior. We've seen it in Black Mirror. We've seen it in China, right? Your social score is going to be based on your behavior. They're going to track your behavior. And that means if you go along with what Big Brother says, you have a better social score. If you agree with everything and you're politically correct and you don't cause controversy, you have a better social score, social credit score. That's what ties in with exactly what's going on here, because they love to use these holidays and then they suddenly come out with all of these fake, you know, footage from, they even show you that it's stock footage. Like CNN posts these pictures and it says, you know, the picture's owned by iStock.com or some stock company. And stock photos means photos you can buy. It doesn't mean that it's a photo that was taken on that weekend. They take these pictures and they say, look, well, look what's going on, you know, in the Long Island at the beach or Florida at the beach. And they show all these people literally like inches from each other, like the packed beach, like, you know, you've never seen before. And they tell you that's what's going on. By doing this, they're saying nobody's behaving themselves. Nobody's following what we're saying. And we need to come in and we need to mandate facts. We need to mandate more rules, bring in more regulations because the citizens can't be trusted to social distance and do this on their own. Now, I want to show you these clips here because this is repetition in mind control, showing you and telling you that something is going to be, you know, some big, a big upswing in the curve, right? That'll be the story this week that everyone buys into. Because of Labor Day, we saw a huge swing upward in cases across the country because citizens weren't behaving. They did it on the 4th. They did it on Memorial Day, like I said, and they're warning you already that that's what's coming this week.
Well, everyone will probably want to get outside, enjoy the holiday. Dr. Anthony Fauci, he has some concerns here. He says he's worried about another potential surge of cases after the long weekend and is calling for everyone to be vigilant ahead of flu season.
When you have a holiday like Labor Day, we have seen after the 4th of July, we saw after Memorial Day, a surge in cases. What I would really like to see is kind of a full court press to get us way down as a baseline so that when you get these cases in the fall, they won't surge up.
Together, we need to get through Labor Day weekend really protecting one another.
U.S. health experts on edge as the Labor Day holiday approaches, especially after many states suffered spikes in new cases, hospitalizations, and deaths after the Memorial Day and July 4th holidays. After Memorial Day and the 4th of July this year, we saw a consistent spike in the number of cases following holiday celebrations. And doctors expect the same thing this time around.
We have some dire new holiday weekend warnings. There's a big concern that potential Labor Day parties could lead to a possible new surge in cases, kind of like what we saw happen after Memorial Day and the 4th of July.
Well, Labor Day, it means the unofficial end of summer. And you may be trying to soak up the last of it, right? But doctors say what we don't want to do this weekend is ruin the start of fall.
We saw cases spike after Memorial Day. Fast forward to July 4th, another big increase.
And then our highest census of the pandemic was in mid to late July. And we were concerned some of that might have been related to 4th of July activities.
In the week following, the state averaged about 1,500 cases a day. Doctors now delivering a stern warning as we head into Labor Day weekend. The more people you surround yourself with, the more risk of infection.
A warning from the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, telling governors Labor Day weekend will be key in figuring out if the U.S. can control in the fall. NBC News medical contributor Dr. Natalie Azar joins me now. Dr. Natalie, first of all, it's so good to see you. Now, let's talk about the impact that just one party or event can be so dangerous. I know we saw these spikes after Memorial Day and the 4th of July, but how can these just these one-off events be so dangerous?
Today, people will hit the road for the holiday weekend. Health officials are concerned, though, that people are going to let their guard down this Labor Day, like we saw on Memorial Day and the 4th of July across the country.
The Labor Day weekend is nearly upon us, and that means people are gearing up for one last summer outing. But of course, it is happening amid a pandemic.
So it's anytime there's a risk of a mass gathering, people going to barbecues, family events, where they are less careful than they are when they're at work or even at school. Remember that Memorial Day and July 4th both showed us that what you do one day has effects 2, 3, 4 weeks later.
It's the final days of summer, and while many will hit the road for Labor Day weekend, health experts warn you can't take a vacation from a pandemic.
We need people to do social distancing. We need to keep gatherings to small numbers. Under 10 is what people say. And to wear masks when possible.
For the most part, states are seeing cases trend down, including here in Florida. But with another holiday weekend upon us, there's concern that we could see another spike similar to Memorial Day and July 4th.
Hoping to avoid what we saw over Memorial Day. Arizona reporting more than 204,000 cases since the pandemic began.
So experts right now are saying now is not the time to let your guard down. And here's why. As the weekend approaches, experts are warning about a possible repeat of 4th of July weekend. They say it was right around that weekend when states across the U.S. saw a surge.
Tells me we cannot let our guard down.
The risk of transmission is every bit as significant now as it was in July, for example.
While many children are back in school and businesses are reopening, the case counts and positivity rate show the virus is just as dangerous in some communities as it ever was. This weekend, Utah's favorite attractions like Bear Lake, our national parks, and our mountains will be busy. Webb says we need to continue to do the things that work: physical distancing, hand washing, and mask wearing.
Now, they're going to do this and tie this, obviously, in with the flu for the fall, because this is when the zombies go and get their flu shot, even though, which I've covered a million times in this channel, they've come out openly and said that it doesn't work, 50%, 50%. Statistics that would make you say, why would you even get it? People coming out with stories of actually getting sick after the shot rather than before it. Yet people do it. They're going to tell you, because I've already done videos on this, which were taken down on my other channel, that getting the flu shot will actually help lower the chance of you getting the C-19. That's what they're going to tell you. And that's going to drive more people to make sure they go and get their flu shot this season. Watch. It all works hand in hand. But you saw the repetition and you saw the mind control in those video clips. Be ready. Be ready for some big thing, right? Almost word for word verbatim, right? We saw it on Labor Day. We saw it on the 4th of July. Now experts are warning that it's going to be an uptick in cases heading into the fall because of Labor Day. Stay home. Wear your mask. Zombie talk, Repetition, control, verbatim, word for word, same narrative, every local affiliate station in the country. From mainstream media, Good Morning America, to local small affiliates in Idaho, Jacksonville, Nevada, you name it. The same exact story. This is how they keep people in a bubble. This is how they keep people isolated and keep people from questioning any narratives because they have everybody under the same narrative. And that's why they always have to throw in things about conspiracy, bad, you know, conspiracy people being dangerous, questioning this stuff, blocking it on Facebook, blocking it on YouTube, blocking it on Twitter. If you have any questions about what's going on, you have to sit tight, put your hands up your butt, and do as the Big Brother tells you and prepare yourself to get the shot. That's what they want everyone to do. Thus, you'll be a good citizen, your social, you know, validation will rise, your social credit score, which I can't believe is going to be a real thing. I can't even imagine what mine is, probably a 0.0. They're probably going to imprison people if they don't have a certain social credit score, because they're going to consider you domestic, you know what, threats. But that's the world that we live in today. So expect some type of story to come out this week. You know it's coming. Come Tuesday morning, right? Tomorrow it'll start. They'll say from Saturday and Sunday, not even counting Monday. Tuesday into Wednesday, you'll hear about a massive, massive, massive uptick about how we've taken major steps back, how more restrictions need to go into place in more states. Because remember, I talked about the Midwest. They want to get more restrictions in the Midwest because people aren't following the restrictions out in the Midwest. And they want to make sure that it's like the East Coast and the West Coast, where people are pretty much locked down with wearing masks and having most of their restaurants closed and things like that. Just unbelievable stuff going on that people are buying into it and they can't see that there is an agenda behind it. You can look at all the stuff that I've talked about. You can talk about cashless society. You could talk about imprisonment in your home. You could talk about microchips, mandatory vax. You could talk, even see this global warming thing that they're pretty much hinting at. How, oh, this is good for global. I mean, it's unbelievable the amount of crap. And people just buy into it because we're supposed to trust in Bill Gates, Celebrity Apprentice host Donald Trump, and some guy, Dr. Fauci, who has some shady connections to other things, which I can't get into here because you get banned. But that's why you could join the website at callforanuprising.com. Make sure you check it out. It's $2.99 a month. I definitely recommend everyone do so. I want to thank everyone out there for listening to today's show. God bless all of you and your families.